Marriott Hotel in Manhattan Broadcasting.
Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples with Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson, City Manager Ron Fear here as we continue on. City Commission meets later this evening. They'll meet at 7 o'clock at City Hall. And a lot of things to get to here. We're talking right now on the consent agenda, the item M, Wildcat Creek 2D flood model here. And I know that Ron had some more to talk about on that.
Appreciate that. We were discussing the city and the county, Riley County, working together to help identify additional mitigation measures within the Wildcat Creek watershed. And one of the items on the agenda, item M, is a effort to perform a request for proposals for a firm to be selected to do a two-dimensional flood model. And what this would do would allow us to the model to illustrate the impacts of various intensity storms and flooding. Very dynamic modeling that would also say, you know, if you were to build this anywhere in the watershed, what would the impact be? Or if you were to build six detention structures in this particular area, what that effect might be on flooding downstream. One of the things, that the city has done is put in some compensatory storage policies. So if you were to fill in the floodplain, then you have to take out of the floodplain somewhere else a suitable amount, an equivalent amount of fill. And that's been something that's been followed since the previous flooding occurred. The aspects of this are a joint venture between the city and Riley County to provide for this 2D modeling and some further study. Estimated cost about $125,000 with each entity providing funding in the amount of $62,500. That'll also be the basis for reestablishing a new Wildcat Creek working group and a technical committee and a policy committee to really look at various risk measures to what are additional mitigation components that we should look at for the future, whether it's development constraints or hazard mitigation or education, warning, that sort of thing. So resiliency is a big component. And then I know one of the desires on this particular one is how does it affect folks that are living from the, you know, the new college student or the new soldier at Fort Riley who's just come into the area, you know, looks like a nice place to be able to provide. And okay, what are some of the hazards, if any, in this particular area that you should be aware of? And so I think it'll be a pretty robust analysis to take this aspect and this analysis and study and provide for some solutions, both politically and sound, for the future.
As part of that, would that require maybe for new people coming to the community, for the landlord or the property owner to have that in writing before they make the purchase there or deciding to live there?
That's certainly one of the discussion items of that notification process, as well as maybe even some public signage of flood hazard areas.
Okay.
Mike? Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple of things here. The dynamic modeling is important. If anyone has ever run water down the sink, and if you run it faster and faster, the sink fills up regardless of what you think the drain ought to do. So this is essentially what happens on the upstream watershed, 90% outside of Manhattan, 10% in Manhattan. So this idea of how fast the rain falls is important. And this study will show us where the obstacles might be, or where the corrections might be, where we can slow that water down so it all doesn't come down at once, which is what happened in this last event. The other one is between retention and detention. Retention really is a more permanent structure like you'd find in a farm pond, where a farmer rancher is trying to retain that water for use by his stock. The detention would go on top of that, and that would mean it would fill up higher than his retention requirement, but over just a few days would drain back to the level at which he wished it to be at the retention level. So this would slow all the water coming down the watershed. So arguably, if you looked on the northeast side of this watershed, you'd find mostly private land, On the other side, it would be the Fort Riley land. And we're working right now with the appropriate agencies on the military side. We've already talked to some of our local legislators and our national legislators about this. And in fact, I've talked to one organization in D.C. About how we might go about getting some funding for this. But the funding part with this will be the hard, the heavy lifting. It always has been, and I don't expect anything different this time. But if we can get some help from some of these agencies, and particularly if the farmers and ranchers wish to have that kind of reinforcement of their retention pond with some detention on top, I think we can go a long way. The study did show, when we did this last year, that the Fort Riley side could provide about a 20% reduction in a runoff that we had calculated before. But we'll have to see what happens with this new dynamic modeling, whether that still holds true across a broad spectrum of runoff possibilities.
All right. Again, that's on the consent agenda here tonight, so that will be approved here with a lot of other items. Let's take a quick break. Come back, and we'll wrap up our conversation here with Ron Fear and Mike Dodson from the City of Manhattan. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.